Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us, as always, as we continue to investigate lies in our textbooks. Muslims are infiltrating our education by propaganda Islam, or what I always call titles. No subject, no material whatsoever, just titles to introduce the topic of Islam to our children. Don't forget now, these are little children who will believe whatever we teach them from kindergarten to the 12th grade. It's amazing how many times I met with young children of such age in many churches as they share with me that they are learning about Islam. They're learning about the pillars of Islam. And you can see the smile on their face that they are familiar with our ministry. But the sad story is, what they have been learning about Islam is not the true story, as it is written in the Quran and the Hadith. What are the pillars of Islam? Muslims will tell us that it is the foundation for their religion, or what I say, their cult. Now, we need to ask the question, why are we teaching the foundation of Islam, the pillars of Islam, to our students in our public schools? Isn't that indoctrinating our children? What will happen if we teach Christian education in all our government schools? The answer is you can't. But it's okay for Muslims to teach our children the foundation of Islam, the pillars of Islam, to our students, but we can teach our own children Christianity in the same public school. And don't forget, they'll only give you a small portion of what they are planning to teach our children in the near future. Remember how evolution came to our public schools? It was a big picture of dinosaur with a little bit few words under it, and it was taught as a theory. We never thought that this theory within a few years will become a science, because later the big dinosaur picture, it became a small picture, and instead of we have 3-4 lines under it about the theory of evolution, now we have facts and truths that it is the science of today. And our children must learn this propaganda of evolution. And slowly, we are now making fun of creation in the Bible because it is nonsense, especially after we already indoctrinate our children with the science of evolution. So what we see today in our textbooks about Muslim or Islam, about the pillar of Islam, which is taught to our children, it is just titles. It is the big picture of a mosque and few words under it. For the day is coming when the mosque picture will become small and the few sentences below the picture will become pages and pages. Now, why are we teaching the pillars of Islam in our schools? Someone would say, maybe to learn about the Muslim people. Why do I need to learn about the Muslim people from Muslims who are known to be deceiver as their God, Allah, as their Prophet Muhammad, as their Quran teach so? How do I trust a Muslim to tell me about Islam? And as we have seen so far in the last 40-some program, that all what was given by Muslim in our textbooks is lies. And it is almost the opposite of what is written in the Quran and what is taught by Muhammad in the Hadith. Well, another person will say, it's just a social study book. What does the social study have to do with the pillars of Islam? Well, another may say, it's just a geography book. But geography has nothing to do with the Muslim cult. Well, it's a history book. Well, if you want to know history, please, let's investigate the true history of how barbaric this cult of Islam was from day one when Muhammad launched his attack and his jihad against the Christians and the Jews, his neighbor who lived with him in Mecca, and then to the rest of the world. But the problem is, we're not teaching through history. We're not teaching through geography. We're not teaching social work. We're just brainwashing our children with propaganda lies about the beautiful, loving, peaceful religion of Islam in our public schools. Pillars of Islam should never be taught to our children. And if you want to teach it, I would love to write the material for our public schools. But since they will never accept my material to be taught to our children, therefore, we should never allow Muslims to write anything about Allah or Muhammad or Islam in our textbooks. They are not giving us the truth about Islam as it is written in the Quran and as it is said and taught by Muhammad, the false prophet of Islam, or as it took place in the true history of the spreading of Islam on planet Earth. And here is the deal. If the school allowed Muslims to teach Islam in all these books, then Christianity must be taught in the same books. Well, I'm glad you opened the door for me to share the truth about the pillars of Islam with you, my dear listeners. And I hope and I pray that as you listen to this, take what you learn here to your children and teach it to them. And let us challenge the schools with the true teaching of Islam. And if the school refuses for us to teach the truth, then the school must remove all these lies, all this hogwash Islam from the textbooks. How many pillars do Muslims have? Well, according to the textbooks, 5 pillars. But is that the true number? As we will continue to investigate this lie, you will realize that there are 7 pillars in Islam, and they only teach 5. Number 6, they actually practice without teaching, and number 7 is about to come in America when the first 6 are accomplished. First, let us listen to what is written in our textbooks about the pillars of Islam. Then I will share with you the 2 other pillars which they do not teach in our public schools. Here is the lie.
From the Florida Teacher's Guide, Corrections to Islam-Biased Content in Florida's K-12 Textbooks, Teacher's Guide, Addendum, published by Glencoe World Geography, McGraw-Hill Glencoe, copyright 2000-2003, pages 448 through 449. Muslim scholars also made important contributions. Today, around 1/5 of the world's population follows Islam and is called Muslim, a term meaning those who submit to God's will.
As you hear, this is a good title. 20% of the world today are Muslims. And what does the word Muslim mean? It means those who submit to God's will. And guess what, boys and girls? That's the capital G God, the same God of the Christian faith and the Jewish faith. Well, I'm sorry, this is not true. Yes, indeed, 1/5 of the world believe in the cult of Islam without knowing anything about the cult of Islam, simply because 87% of the Muslims cannot read the Quran, and they do not know what Islam really teaches. And if they knew the truth about Islam, they would never stay in Islam for another day. They have been victimized by the force of Islam on them simply because they were born from Muslim parents. That's all. I have been in many countries around the world, and I met with Muslims who cannot tell me what they really believe in. And they cannot speak to me in the Arabic language. And as we will see when we talk about the pillars of Islam, almost everything about Islam needs the Arabic language. You cannot be a Muslim without speaking the Arabic language, without understanding the Arabic language. All these foreign Muslims are the descendants of the Arab invaders to their own people in their own countries years and years ago. And from the day they were invaded until today, they have not yet learned the Arabic language. And they have never learned the truth about Islam. And they are Muslim because they are the descendants of Muslims. or perhaps some of the Muslims today in the world, especially those in the West, those who are deceived to believe in Islam to be what Muslims taught them, but not what is written in the Quran, which is Allah's word, or what has been taught by Muhammad in the Hadith, which is Muhammad's own words. Because even the 13% of those Arab who believe in Islam, majority of Arab Muslims do not know hardly anything about Islam. And if you question the Arab Muslim about their belief in Islam, their answer always is, I am not a Muslim scholar. They are Muslim not because they surrender to God's will, no, because they surrender to Allah's will by the sword of His Apostle Muhammad.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Now, let's go back to our textbook to read what else is said about the religion of Islam, the pillar of Islam.
Muslims follow their faith's principles set down in the Quran, Islam's holy book.
Don't you love this title? Here we go again. Muslims follow their faith's principles set down in the Quran, Islam's holy book. Sounds good, isn't it? Can Muslims share with us a little bit more about these principles? No, Muslim will not. You know why? Because then we have to open the Quran. And if we open the Quran, we're going to tell you what is really Islam is all about. Then we will find out Islam is not what we really want you to know about. So I'm going to give you a title, wonderful words, and perhaps this will convince you that Islam is another beautiful religion from heaven. No, faith is never known to Muslims. Muslims do not have faith. They have religion. That's how Muslims believe it in their cult to be a religion. Let's continue with the propaganda about the pillars of Islam. Here it is. For we read,
they also fulfill five duties known as the five pillars of Islam, professing faith in God and the Prophet Muhammad, praying five times a day, helping the poor and needy, fasting during the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, and making a pilgrimage to Mecca, Islam's holiest city.
Now let us look at these five pillars of Islam. The first one they said is professing faith in God and the Prophet Muhammad. I'm sorry. That is what I call twisting the pillar of Islam to make them something which they're not. It is not professing faith, it is testifying, it is bearing witness, which according to Islam, as we'll see a little bit later, it is a false witness. How can you bear a witness to something you never seen or to someone you never heard of? It's a witness who never saw what he was witnessing for, a false witness. And here we go again. They said, professing faith in God, capital G-O-D. No, Muslims don't say, I bear witness there is God, but I bear witness there is no God but Allah. So they are not professing faith, but they are bearing witness to Allah, not to God, and to His messenger, Allah's messenger Muhammad. As for the second pillar, it says, praying 5 times a day. Wonderful. Now we know Muslims pray more than Christians. You see, Christians only pray once a week, as most people think, and now we know Muslims pray 5 times a day. What's happening in prayer? How do they pray? In what language do they pray? We do not know, and we will never know. Because the more you know about prayer, the more you believe it is an empty prayer. We will cover this in more details when we talk about the pillar of prayer. As for the third pillar, it is helping the poor and the needy. Really? While the zakat given to the mosque is only to help the poor and the needy? How about to prepare the army to kill the Christian and the Jews? We will talk about zakat in details as well. Let's move on with the pillar number 4. And the book said, fasting during the 9th month of the Islamic calendar, the months of Ramadan. That's where we come up with the new stamp, Ramadan Kareem, which you can go today and buy in any post office. Now, why do Muslims fast? How do they fast? How long do they fast? Any information about fasting at all? Nope, that's it. You got the title. Fill in the blank in your head. The day is coming, and this one simple sentence will be pages after pages. As for the fifth and the last pillar, which Muslims teach in our public schools for our children, is making a pilgrimage to Mecca, Islam's holiest city. What is the Hajj? Why Muslims go to perform the Hajj? Can a Muslim perform the Hajj after he die? Can you perform the Hajj to more than one? Yes, indeed. We will cover this in detail as well. And the more you know about the Hajj of Islam, the more you know that that's another false pillar which sadly Muslims believe in and practice without having a clue why they're doing what they are doing. Now I would like to share with you the last two pillars, pillar number 6 and pillar number 7, which sadly they don't talk about it in our public schools, because if they ever mention them, they will expose themselves to the world, and then we will remove the first 5 pillars out of our textbooks. The pillar number 6 is called the pillar of da'wah, invitation. That is exactly what Muslims do in America without talking about it. You see, Muslims are here to Muslimize America. As we Christians travel the world by sending our missionaries to evangelize the world, to fulfill the Great Commission, to make disciples for our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, Muslims do the same thing. So they are here to invite Americans to Islam. As a matter of fact, the only reason they are in our public schools writing all this propaganda Islam for our children is to perform the pillar number 6, which is the pillar of da'wah. You see, the only difference between Muslim and Christian is that Christians talk a lot about evangelizing the world, and we do a little. But Muslims, they don't talk at all about Muslimizing the West, and they're doing plenty through deception, through secret mission. Not because they're afraid we're going to kill them, because that's what we do as well. When we send a Christian missionary to some Muslim country, he does not announce it to the world that he is there as a missionary, but he does not announce it because if he or she said that they are a Christian missionary in these Muslim countries, they will be kicked out of the country or be killed in the same country by the hand of the Muslims. But Muslims in the West, they do this Muslimization, da'wah, invitation to the Westerners, not because of fear, but because that is the deception of Islam. Because I promise you, any Muslim will go to any place in America and share his cult of Islam with anybody. No one will cause them to leave the country or put them to death for doing so. So that is the pillar number 6. The pillar number 7, which is the head of every pillar. It is actually the most important pillar. For if a Muslim, as we will see a little bit later, practice all the first six pillars, he or she still have no guarantee to make it to paradise, the garden of Muhammad. But if a Muslim man or a Muslim woman practice pillar number seven, they have absolute guarantee, 100%, the assurance to make it to Muhammad's paradise. And that is the pillar of jihad. I remember one time I was talking to some Muslims and I said this pillar of jihad. They were shocked of how I made such a statement. How dare I tell them that jihad is a pillar in Islam? But they know deep in their heart that their propaganda, their hogwash Islam will not go through a guy like me or anyone who ever studied and read the teaching of Allah in the Quran. Yes, indeed. The textbooks talk about the Quran, Islamist holy book. But the textbooks never tells us what is in the Quran. And here in this broadcast, we do not talk about Islam. We let Islam talk about itself. Instead of I tell you, Muslim believe, I say Allah said. Instead of I tell you, Muslim do, I said Muhammad said. So the best answer to know Islam is to open the Quran and read what is written there, and to open the Hadith and to read what is written there as well. For Allah's word plus Muhammad's words equal Islam. And if it is not in these two sources, then it is not Islam at all. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.